So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, it is Tommy Freedom coming through to you loud and clear on Freedom Rings. Gonna be with you, well, for the next 30 minutes or so, but predominantly it's not going to be me. You see folks, this week I'm going to do something a little bit different. You're not going to be listening to me. Well, at least not for the most part. You are going to be listening to black folks. And the reason I've done this is because there is just this whole thing out there about black versus white and all these racist things that are being thrown about. And the bottom line is, you can speak your mind without being a racist. And I want you to listen to some black folks speaking their mind about other black folks and about things in general. And it's not racist. It is not. They are simply speaking their minds. And in the case of the first one I'm going to put up, she was actually hit back hard against and called a racist. And she's not. She's very proud of her race, as we should all be. Look, folks, some of you are white nationalists, some of you are white supremacists, some of you are white separatists. We're all racialists. Now, what that means is that you are proud of your heritage. It doesn't matter what color you were born, you're proud of that. If you're born white, you're proud. If you're born black, you're proud. If you're born Asian, you're born proud. If you're a Jew, you got nothing to be proud about. So, I mean, those are the only ones that don't understand this. So my whole point here is that someone has had the courage to stand up as a black woman against the other blacks and explain the word axe instead of ask, and to follow up on that and deal with a couple other things. And it's something that you need to listen to come from the other side, because we have said this for years, folks, and we've been labeled racists. We're not. Some of us are, I guess, but again, I am a racialist. I am proud of who I am. Everyone should be proud of who he or she is and where they came from. That is how the world will work. Not because we're thrust together or forced to take these other people in. But you got to have your pride. Yes. You can be proud that you came from somewhere in Mexico. Yes, you can be proud you came from somewhere in Africa. Don't throw it down my throat. Be proud of it, but don't throw it down my throat. And it seems that finally, there are some intelligent black people who are finally starting to understand this. And let me just tell you, This woman is very intelligent. She speaks very well. She has very many dialects. And she is very well educated, which is something that you don't typically run into with these folks, because they would call themselves educated. She knows the difference. She speaks the difference. And I want to let you listen to what she has to say. Make a big difference, folks. Listen to this coming from the other side against its own ilk.
Hi, everyone. I am coming to you today because I have something that's grieving me, and I can't stand it anymore because I'm about to lose my mind. And it's actually been bothering me for several decades. But before I go on any further, I do want to do this disclaimer. Most of you, are going to find this video very disturbing, very offensive. You all are going to be saying, you know, oh my God, I can't believe she put that on there. Oh no, she didn't. Whatever. If you are thin-skinned or you're easily offended, then go on ahead and turn this off. Go ahead and just turn it off. I'll give you a few seconds to get yourself together and go watch something else, like David after the dentist or Charlie bit my finger or something, all right? Because you're going to be offended. You've been duly warned. All right, my problem is the way that black people pronounce this word.
The word is ask.
Simple word, one syllable, three letters. Most of the time, you all pronounce it like this.
The second word is axe.
Okay, this is the word, A-S-K. Listen clearly and carefully. It is pronounced ask. Ask. The S comes before the K. In the other word, axe, the K sound comes before the S. When you are inquiring of someone, you are asking them something. When you're chopping down a tree, you are axing it, okay? An axe is a tool that is used to chop wood. It is not the word that you use when you are inquiring. I want to make that clear because it makes my head want to explode off of my neck when I hear educated black people. I'm talking about doctors and lawyers and people with multiple degrees saying, I would like to ask you a question. And in the best of professional voices, they'll be like, well, let me ask you this. No, stop it. Stop it. Okay? Ask. Let's do this again. Let's go over. There we go. Ask. And this one is axe. Okay. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I was watching a Saturday Night Live episode a few months ago, and this gentleman by the name of Zach Galifianakis, he starred in those movies, what is it, The Hangover? He was the host, and he made a joke. And the joke went thusly. He said, I wear a lot of Axe body spray, but because I live in a black neighborhood, my friends pronounce it Axe body spray. And then the audience was like, yuck, 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 everybody's yucking it up. And then he said, if you all don't get that joke, then you're not racist. And I was like, oh, that's funny. And then I was like, no, that's not funny. That's offensive. And so I wanted to put this video out so that we could all learn. I'm not here to berate or degrade or to fuss or scold. I just want you to get this right. Get it right, okay? So once again, simple word, three letters, one syllable. Ask and ask. Two different words. They are not the same word. Figure it out and get it right. We can. And you know what? When you know better, you really should do better. But I can't fault many of you because many of you don't know better. No one's ever told you. So now consider yourself as having been told by me that those two words are different. Now, I'm going to be putting out a few more videos too because there are a lot of issues that we have with this whole speech thing. One of them is conjugating verbs. I'm going to be doing past participles. You know, like he had run, she had come, because what we say is, she had ran, she had went. Wrong! all wrong. So I'm going to be going in on the verb in the next video. But for right now, I just did this out of love and because I want us all to pronounce the word properly, because people are making fun of us. And I actually heard someone say one time that if they were interviewing a person and they could not pronounce that word properly, that they wouldn't hire them. That's serious. So I did this out of love. All right? Bye.
So what do you think, folks? From the mouths of babes? That is someone who is obviously educated in Negris, trying to tell her fellow brethren how to speak proper English. And I gotta tell you, she was assaulted, I guess, would be the best word for this. Because she did a follow-up on this, along with the one that she wanted to get back to initially with the verbs about we is and we be and all that kind of stuff. Folks, this entire show is going to turn into something that just comes through to you from the other side. It's something that I've tried to explain, but other people will not necessarily understand because this is coming out of a white mouth. What I am going to play for you is coming out of a black mouth about other blacks. And I gotta tell you, this woman is very well educated. She is not educated. She is educated. Now, let me forewarn you, there will be no commercial break today. I have enough stuff from the other side to go through straight for 30 minutes. So I want you to hang in there, bear with me, and listen to what these people are saying about their own people. Folks, I can't say it any better than they can themselves.
Hello, YouTube. I'm coming to do a video response to my Ask video. Yesterday, all of a sudden, I saw this flurry of activity in my inbox with my email associated with my YouTube account. So, you know, I posted this video, my Ask video, about a year and a half ago. Didn't even tell anyone that I put it on. It really was just a rant for me, just to get it off my chest, you know? And it was done really in a tongue-in-cheek type of way. So I saw all this flurry of activity. Usually I'll get like maybe one or two comments a month. And I had like 50 in an hour. So I thought, that's interesting. What's going on? Why is everyone so interested all of a sudden in this video? And then one of my friends texted me, and thank you all for you too. You pointed it out to me. Many of you told me that this video was posted on the NPR site. And I was like, I totally channeled Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone. And so, and then my friend started texting me all night. You're a girl, do you know your things on this? I was like, oh my God, no. So anyway, most of you took it in the tongue-in-cheek manner that it was done. And I really didn't mean to offend anyone. I really didn't. I know I said it and sort of tongue-in-cheek said that too, but I really didn't. I didn't want to come across as how many of you thought I came across, because although many of you had positive comments to say, some of you had some very scathingly negative comments, and some horrible charges were leveled against me. Really, things like I'm arrogant and condescending and racist and ignorant and intolerant and sensitive, all of that. And I thought I was going to try to individually respond to you all, but it was just overwhelming and I couldn't. And anyway, I if you've noticed, I've disabled the commentary section because the comments were just getting so horrible and just nasty, really. So I wanted to do a video response to just kind of address some of the things. Some of the things you asked was, who do you think you are? I don't think I'm anybody. I was just a somebody putting a video out there because I was having a bad day and I just was ranting. It was a rant. You know how you write like a video, like a diary? You write things down in a diary just to get it off your chest. So this was sort of my video diary. That was all it was. Some of the other charges was I'm intolerant. I'm not intolerant. I don't go around shaking my finger, wagging my finger, and telling people, stopping them in the middle of their sentences and telling them, you didn't pronounce that right. Of course I do not. So that's not right. You know, that I'm arrogant and condescending. I realize that in a portion of the film, I do come across as condescending and I do come across as a little arrogant. So you should know that I'm really not that way. And the fact that I'm coming in this sort of mea culpa type of manner. I should let you know that I didn't mean anything by that. I'm not condescending. I'm not arrogant. One of the other charges was that I'm, you know, enclosed in a little bubble and I'm not aware of other people of other cultures or other nationalities and things like that. Well, that too is incorrect. I wasn't even born in this country, actually. I was born in London. I was born in England. And I still have a lot of cousins over there, my Cockney cousins. I still talk to them all the time. And my parents are from the beautiful Caribbean island of Jamaica. I am Caribbean, so I know that there are people who pronounce things differently across the globe. We Jamaicans have our own issues with pronouncing words. For instance, we drop THs all the time. We say, thank you. We drop our H's, we say hello and oh, how you doing? Oh, if you know that, sign I wonder. So I am very aware of other dialects, regional dialects, vernacular, local parlance, accents. I'm very aware of that. Not to mention, I lived up in the north, I parked cars and yards, all of that, and now I live in the south. And we have our own dialect in the South, and depending on who you're talking to in the South, you know, sometimes I can even sound like this, and sometimes I do sound like this, because sometimes you need to sound like this to get your point across, you know what I'm saying? So I'm very aware of the fact that different people pronounce things in different ways. And thank you for the Geoffrey Chaucer reference. If I really thought that when black people mispronounce the word ask, that the hearer thought in their head, I guess they're just pronouncing it in the old English pronunciation way. If I really thought that was what was the thought process, then this would be a non-issue. But I really don't think that is the thought process. And really, this was just a video done in a tongue-in-cheek type of manner to get the word out there. I didn't even advertise. I didn't even tell my friends about the video. It was more so if someone stumbled across it and can learn a little lesson and learn how to pronounce the word, that would be great. That would be great. Some of the other charges leveled against me was that I was a racist. No, I'm not a racist. I have no self-loathing. I don't hate my people. I love my people. I'm married to a black man for over 23 years. I have 4 black children. I go to a black church. I am the minister of music there. I'm the choir director. I'm the praise team leader. We sing black songs, even Negro spirituals. I don't know how else to validate my blackness, but I don't hate my people. What other things? Just all kinds of stuff you said I was. But anyway, I'm not going to put any more of those type of videos out because you can't handle the truth. And I can't handle it quite as it's get. But I am going to start putting out more videos on what my real passion is. And I'm a physician. I'm a trained physician. I went to medical school and everything. But I have a leaning more towards the naturopathic and holistic type of practice. And so I do think that we can heal our bodies through natural things, food, sleep, vitamin D, air, water, things like that. And really my true passion is health and wellness, particularly the obesity epidemic, which is of staggering proportions now and affecting our children. And I'm a pediatrician, so that is where my real passion lies. And I will be putting out videos on that, obesity, and how we are living in a time where I think parents are going to outlive their children, sadly. It's just horrible, and we have to do something about it. High fructose corn syrup is the devil. Genetically modified foods is a horrible experiment that went wrong. We're eating Frankenfoods, and so that's really what my next few videos are going to be about. And I hope you all watch them with the same vim, vigor, and enthusiasm as you did the ask video. Anyway, just wanted to put this out there to clarify some things. Thank you. Bye.
So, did you pick up on this, folks? She was considered a racist by other blacks for simply speaking out and explaining how most blacks act. They called her a racist simply because she stated facts. You know, that's what this world has come to, my friends. If you speak out in any way, shape, or form against someone who is not white, you are either a racist or a homophobe or who knows what else they're going to label you as. And this woman was obviously very well educated. And did you pick up on the genetically modified foods, folks? She is spot on with us as far as understanding the poisoning of our foodstuffs. And yet, when she speaks out truthfully, she's called by her own people a racist. It's a sad time, folks. It really is. It doesn't matter who you are or what you do. If you speak the truth, you're a racist. And that's what we've come down to because of the left wing. This country has just gone so far down the tubes. Even if you are a black woman speaking out for your own race, but pointing out errors in the way that they speak, you're considered a racist. I don't know, folks. Really, where is this going to end? When will it stop? What is it going to take? Well, you and I both know the answer. Civil War. This woman has proven, in her own words, that the blacks will never be satisfied. Right. Literally, folks, I am speechless. What is it going to take to convince them? And the answer is absolutely nothing. They don't understand. There is no way that you can talk to them. This woman, and from what I've listened to, she has a very intelligent IQ, a very high IQ for a black lady. I would venture a guess that her IQ is somewhere in the 110 to 115 range. Of course, mine is the 138 range. And I'm not trying to blow my own horn here. I'm just saying that I can look and see what other people's IQs are from the way they act. The average Negro IQ is 85. For the tops, it's like 70 to 85, okay? The average white IQ is 90 to 110. She came in way, way, way above the typical black IQ. And I would put her somewhere in the middle range of the Caucasian IQ. This lady is very smart. But it still leaves a lot to be desired. As much as she brings up, she also brings up the negative aspects. And that is what we have to contend with. And that, my friends, is why we will never get forward. You know, how can you deal with people who are so far below you when it comes to an intellect? I don't know. It's like a person trying to communicate with a chimp. It's never going to work. It's never going to happen. And there is never going to be any resolve. Look, 500 years ago, people from Europe began to explore the world. They discovered and explored other continents. They found Australia, they found Africa, they found the New World. And in all of these places that they discovered, they found people living in a Stone Age culture. The Europeans were far, far advanced. The only people that may have been further advanced were the Asians at that point. But everywhere else they went, the people that they discovered, the indigenous peoples, were living in stone-aged times. The American Indians learned to adapt. The Australian Aborigines learned to adapt. The Africans, the Negroes, did not. To this day, they still have not. All of the cultures that we as whites encountered were able to assimilate into the modern society. The one exception to the rule is the Negro. They still live in a stone-aged society. Yes, they may have Nikes and new clothes and shiny new guns that they don't know how to hold properly, but they still live in a stone-age society. They have never learned how to interact with modern people. Now, you can place wolves and bobcats in the same cage. They will never coexist peacefully. Do the same thing with our modern times. Take a Stone Age people, thrust them into modern society, expect it to work? No, that's never going to happen. It will not. You cannot put wolves and bobcats into the same cage and expect them to coexist peacefully. It simply will not happen. You cannot place a cat and a mouse or a cat and a dog. You cannot place wolves and bobcats into the same cage and expect them to coexist peacefully. It will never happen. That's why it is just as wrong to force people to be together as it is to force them to be apart. And that is why forced multiculturalism will fail. So, what do you think? Did she get this spot on? I think she did. There's a lot more that she's posted, and I haven't had a chance to even delve into the other things that she had to say, other than the verbs, which we didn't get into in this show. But look, we are not created equal. That goes without saying. There are some people who are smarter than others. There are people who are dumber than others. We were not created equal. There are, however, people who do cross the lines. There are incredibly stupid white people. There are a few incredibly brilliant black people. The Asians, the Indians. I mean, everything crosses over, folks. There is not a single blanket. I am not a white supremacist. I do not believe that the white race is superior. I do, however, believe that the black race is inferior. And I think that everyone else in between has the ability to cross over and share knowledge. Now, this chick that you just listened to, this black chick, I think she came from the dregs of the black side and had some very important things to say. And we need to listen to that. When these people reach out to us, we need to listen to them. Don't shun them. If they are turning on their own people, for God's sake, folks, don't turn against them. Embrace them. Take them in and listen to what they have to say and use it against them. I am out of time. As always, it has been a pleasure to speak with you. This has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. And as always, if you would like to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, you take care. Out for now.